This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. By the way, Major League Baseball getting ready to start up next week. The Tampa Bay Rays train here, as well as other teams. Good luck to all of them. And we're broadcasting tonight to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, with a special shout-out going out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, plus our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, the same way. And on Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, well, joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, it would be Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. We got a lot of news and a couple things you don't know about. So here we go. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, we have one more story to add to the mix. We've had a tornado touchdown in Texas. I told you there was a stretch of really bad weather coming across San Antonio, Austin way through there, and for everybody to pay close attention, and son of a gun, if we haven't had a tornado touchdown there in the last hour or so. But, Ron, we've got three breaking stories right now. Let me start with the worst. A major fire has destroyed a nursing home in Rockland County, New York, which is in Spring Valley. Now, that's just north of Suffern. It's on the west side of the Hudson River. I had to think of where the community was, and thank you, Judy, for helping me out with that, because it's reported that several people, including nursing home patients and a firefighter, were trapped in the Evergreen Court Assisted Living Facility at 65 Lafayette Street in Spring Valley, New York, when the building collapsed. Now, this is not pretty, and this does not look good. I've seen the fire. And so far what we're looking at here, they've called for additional help from the Fire Department of New York. They also asked for helicopter assistance, which is on the way, if it's not already there, from as far away as North New Jersey. This is a major fire in a big nursing home that housed 200 people.
God
have mercy on their soul.
Yeah. Really,
this is bad. This is really bad. Now, go ahead.
I heard, I did hear you and Chris talking about this, and I know that part of New York. It's a beautiful area, nice area.
Yeah.
But God, you know, it's bad enough being in an average nursing home, especially in New York, considering the situation with the government there in New York. And to add this, it's just very horrible. Pray for the families, too.
Yeah.
You know, this is very heartbreaking and a real horrible situation. And you don't want to hear about our elderly going through things like this.
Now,
very sad.
Now, we also had the situation in Boulder, Colorado yesterday, which was just, yep. It makes just no sense. 10 people killed, including a police officer. Apparently, he was the first officer responding, went into the store, and was engaged by the suspect. The suspect might have seen him before he saw the suspect, but it kind of looks like as if the officer did get off a shot and hit the suspect in the leg. However that happened, don't know, but that's what we're beginning to hear bits and pieces of. And this was a King Superstore in Boulder, Colorado, ironically, just down the road from the high school a few years ago where they had the other mass shooting with the two kids. Remember that?
Yeah. It's bad enough when you have a situation like this. But to add insult to injury, and you know this is going to happen, Captain.
Yeah.
The Democrats use these situations as an excuse to come after our Second Amendment rights.
They already are.
Durbin, I think Durbin has said something already about that.
Yes, he did.
So, you know, hold on to your Second Amendment, folks. Here they come. But this is a tragedy. I'm just disappointed that they just didn't take the guy out seriously, because you know what's going to happen. He's going to live on for a long time in prison. They don't have the death penalty there in Colorado. I don't think they do anymore. I know they did at one time, but just a bad situation all the way around.
Well, I don't think they do, because I remember the guy in the movie theater, which was also in Colorado.
They could not
get the death penalty on him. He got life in prison.
Sorry for that, too. But, you know, we've got to stop using these things for political gain and deal with the situation at hand. I mean, when people go and do something like that, they should be allowed to forfeit their own life. And it's about justice, not revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get back to that. It's about justice.
Well, Texas.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Texas.
It's in the heart of Texas. They get it right there.
Now, the other thing is we need to talk about the border, and I don't have enough time because we're going to be going to a break here in about 30 seconds. But, folks, the news tonight is not great, especially with the nursing home fire. And I know a lot of you listening, we do have some stations that cover us up in that area. And I know that people that are up there are wondering about their loved ones. And all I can tell you is our thoughts and prayers go along with you. Nursing home fires are the worst, Ron, the worst. All right, hang on, folks. I'll be right back. And I've responded to a number of care facilities where that's been the case. But we've been a little lucky because we got most of the people out most of the time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away.
All righty, we are going to take it away. Here's an Edwards notebook for you.
No more papers, no more school books. No more teachers, dirty looks. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, it's bad enough that U.S. government school educators are world-renowned for not providing a very good education for our students. But now, more and more people realize that most educators are actually just self-centered, hypocritical activists whose only allegiance is to the National Education Association, which supports the Biden regime's effort to educate or indoctrinate children who have crossed our border illegally, while U.S.-born students in Los Angeles remain at home. When it comes to U.S.-born students, the Biden regime has often moved the proverbial goalposts amid teachers' unions, which are a major ally of the destructive Democrat Party. While many Republicans favor a swifter reopening of government schools, I personally believe this is the perfect time for good parents to begin pooling resources and seeking authentic educational opportunities for their grossly undereducated children. And tell those self-centered union educators where to go. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
You do that. And by the way, Ron Edwards has a program, and I will be on your program this afternoon. Is that right, sir? Oh, wait a minute. That works better when I do that. Is that right, sir?
Yep, that's absolutely. Just after 3 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern time, you will be there. And we will be on the Ron Edwards American Experience together on Mojo 5.0.
All right. That kind of like that reminds me of Hawaii 5.0, right?
Yeah, another
Yeah. Okay. Now, I got to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. You know, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura line is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And I'll tell you what, that feels really good when you got a back problem. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Comes with the Moss Care that they get with all vehicles sold at Moss, all brand-new vehicles, free oil changes, and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who served, because you serve, you save, for active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors, too. They're located at North Florida Avenue, right next to the Nissan dealership. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, guess what? You tell them that, you walk in that doorway and watch and see what happens. All right. Mr. Ron, back to the border. We could go on for forever about this, but the White House has spent weeks denying that the surge of migrants at the U.S. border should be called a crisis. Meantime, Congressman Henry Cuellar went down there and got a hold of some pictures and audio, or video rather, and sent it to the media and got it out there to show people that there is a big problem on the border. And guess what? Two-thirds of the voters that were queried at the Rasmussen polls say it's a crisis, and they blame Joe Biden directly for it, for his, "Well, just come on over. We'll let you in." Remember all that?
Well, oh, absolutely, because they want to drastically harm our country. I think they've got a goal of getting at least 10 to, I don't know, however many millions more foreign nationals flooded into our country. And on top of the 35 million already here, and I believe it could even be more than that, they want to give them all citizenship with all parties getting all benefits that they apply for. The average American will have to work until 70 years of age if they live that long for their meager Social Security check. Yes, America could be finished due to a stolen border handed over by the Biden administration to anyone or anything that wants to stroll into our country, because they want to fundamentally transform this republic into a mob rule democracy. They want to just get rid of our constitutional limited way of life. And how best to do that? Number one, not educate American students. And number two, flood in millions and millions of people and choke up this system with millions and millions of people, and break this country down in that way. You wear it down. And that's what they're doing. And they lie like a rug, telling people that there's not a crisis. I mean, anyone who has seen those pictures will know instantly. It's beyond a crisis. It is a disaster. Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor of Texas, called it a planned disaster. And he said it correctly. This situation is enough to, I wish there was a way you could impeach a president for endangering a nation in such a manner. And this truly does endanger we the people in many ways.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I've got some good news on the fire in Rockland County. The firefighter who was trapped, has been rescued. He was injured. He was injured. He's been taken to the hospital. However, no report on the other people reportedly trapped inside.
Okay, well, we keep praying that more and more people are rescued, and we pray for the full recovery of that firefighter, and just keep praying for the folks. It's all we can do from a distance right now. And, pray for the souls of those who may have been taken in the flames as well, and pray for their families. It's a real sad situation.
Yep. Now, the honeymoon is over for Joe Biden. His numbers are starting to dwindle. And, I mean, the last couple of weeks here, now, not if you're looking at the New York Times, maybe, but in the real world, his numbers are dropping.
Well, it's about time. I should have never had numbers in the first place, but that was what it was. But finally, as people are more and more people are going to be affected by his policies, not only the open border and the competition for jobs. When you have millions of Americans already out of work, and now they're being forced to compete by millions and millions of new illegal border crossers, you know, that kind of will change the mood of people. When it hits you in the pocketbook. And, of course, his numbers are going to drop. Well, look at what happens as he continues to harm our great American cities, or formerly great American cities, with his policies. It's unbelievable. And I'm not talking about just the border issue. There are many other issues, that social issues, that they want to utilize to continue to break down our civilization. And, of course, the numbers are going to dwindle, Captain.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, when we take a look at Miami Beach and what's going on there, now, we have a lot of people that come in every year, and usually they kind of behave themselves. They don't go nuts. But this year, what's really complicated the whole mess down there is the locals who weren't able to do things for a long, long time have gotten into the party mode down there. They're out there in the streets. They know where to go, what to do, and how to get things started. And I've been told a lot of the locals are the ones that have started the fights and started all the stuff we've been hearing about.
Well, it's kind of a combination. You've got local vehicles doing stuff, but it's also a combination of folks who have come poured into Florida, and they're sowing their wild oats and doing this, that, and the other. I heard a report about it was a restaurant full of these visitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had nice big meals, and all of a sudden they just bum rush out of the restaurant, run out without paying their meals, and that's a lot of that is happening. A lot of fights in the streets, and all, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I don't blame the mayor for shutting things down or calling a curfew. And it was something very stupid that I saw on television. There's a young lady on there interviewed by the network news, and she was from Detroit, ironically. She says, well, how dare they? But basically saying, how dare the mayor shut things down? Things like this happen in Detroit, and our mayor doesn't shut anything down. I guess she was saying, advocating, that she just let things just go. And I'm thinking, as she's speaking, well, in Florida, they kind of have law enforcement, and they take care of situations like that. They just don't let things just continue on and on and on.
All right.
Bad situation.
Okay. I know this is going to break your heart, but about 10 seconds here. CNN and MSNBC are fighting for the toilet seat at the bottom of the news ratings.
Yeah, I hope they're going to go below that, too.
Why? Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, and I'll be on his show this afternoon, the Ron Edwards Experience, at 3 o'clock on Mojo 5.0. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one police officer. Officer Eric Talley, who was the first on the scene, had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010, said Police Chief Maris Harold, and described him as heroic. Details of what happened should take about 5 days. A suspect has been arrested. The city of Evanston, Illinois, on Monday night approved plans to distribute $10 million in reparations to black residents for housing and mortgage assistance. The city of 73,000 people, 12 miles north of downtown Chicago, is the first in the country to pass such a measure. Newly leaked photos from migrant detention facilities have shed light on the terrible conditions that children are being kept in. President Biden's administration has tried for weeks to keep the public from seeing images like the one that emerged Monday. More than 15,500 children in U.S. custody are being hidden by the administration, blocking the media and outsiders to see for themselves. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends where I'm going to be on Saturday, March the 27th from noon to 3. That's Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Now, the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event is going on. This is going to be good because they've got a professional tailgate person that comes with a truck all specially laid out. They open up the back end of the truck. It's got a great big, huge, big screen TV. They put the canvas top tents out there. They get the grills going, and they've got all kinds of games. They've got games like cornhole, tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong. It's a family-friendly event. Bring the kids. The food is free. The drinks are free, too. And you get to meet me and all the Moss folks that are going to be there. And guess what? I'm going to have something that will make your deal at Moss Nissan a little bit better because I'm going to have the $500 coupons, which is means it's worth $500 off the price of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. All you got to do is take it with you when you go to make your deal. That's it, period. Now, remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment, for your next corporate or private tailgate event. You see them if you go to Raymond James Stadium in the parking lot. They've set up there a lot. And I'll see you this Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan at US 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. And I'm even going to invite my special guest, Amanda Mackey, to come up here. If you got nothing better to do, come on by. I said if.
If.
Yeah, I know. You're a busy camper. You got a lot of stuff to do, but that's what goes on. Listen, before we get involved in our conversation, a majority of voters, according to Rasmussen, are concerned about the current flow of migrants, I'm going to call them illegals, at the U.S.-Mexican border. And they oppose any plans reportedly being considered by Congress this week to offer amnesty of any kind to the illegals. And, I mean, this is 2-1. You surprised?
Well, I mean, look, you know, I am a legal immigrant, okay?
Yep.
And this whole thing, let me just say, is really a slap in the face to legal immigrants like myself. You know, you had last week Democrats in Congress passed legislation to grant amnesty to over 4 million illegal undocumented people who are here. So, you know, Joe Biden can say, oh, stay, don't come from your countries. But in the same breath, they are passing legislation to grant amnesty to individuals who illegally came here. Mm-hmm. You know, my family and I, we came, waited our turn, paid into the system, mm-hmm. paid taxes, contributed, waited our turn, and paid legal fees to become citizens 2 decades later.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Biden and the Democrats want to just give amnesty to everyone who's here.
Yeah.
So how are people, you know, looking at this? And believe me, in those Northern Triangle countries and elsewhere, they're seeing this. They see all of this.
Sure.
And they see what's happening, and they see the success for people to get to the border here.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what about me? And they're going to do the same. I think there are some nefarious intentions here, because you know, Joe Biden campaigned on this. This was not like some knee-jerk thing that kind of just all of a sudden happened.
No.
He talked about this for the last year.
Yep.
And if that's what he was doing, and, of course, people began to prepare December, January, the migrants were coming. They were coming before Joe Biden got sworn in. And, you know, basically, when he got sworn in, what did he do within hours of getting sworn in? He reversed. Mm-hmm. Every executive order of the president,
mm-hmm.
to allow for catch and release,
yeah,
to happen, to allow for, the wall to stop being built. All the things, all the signals that people in these Northern Triangle countries and elsewhere hear and say, this is my time to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you seen some of the interviews with the illegals saying that they've been sitting over there waiting, and that they weren't going to come into the country while Trump was president because they knew they could turn back, and they knew that Biden would let them in, so they were coming across. And these people, every one of them at this facility said the same thing. We came because Joe Biden said we could get in.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, again, these people are watching and listening. Martha Raddatz did an interview, and this is ABC News we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Raddatz said, when she was interviewing a migrant, she said, would you have done this if President Trump was president? You know what he said? Definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Washington Post interviewed someone, one of the migrants, and they said, you know, we see what's happening, and so this is our opportunity. This is our time to do this. People are holding Joe Biden 2020 flags on the border here because they think that that will elicit sympathy from Joe Biden to be able to, you know, get into this country. Look, it's a very sad situation. You have 15,000 undocumented children who, unaccompanied children who are here. And it is largely a direct result of what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing. And they can say one thing, but look at their actions, right? Look at the words, look at the deeds, not the words. I mean, he can say and nod his head and, you know, whatever, say he said to George Stephanopoulos last mm-hmm. week. But on that very same day, the White House pushed and promoted the Democrats in the House to pass two pieces of amnesty legislation.
Mm-hmm.
It would give 4 million undocumented illegals amnesty, a path to citizenship. So how do you marry that to? What kind of mixed messaging signals are we sending people? This is a failure. This is a complete black eye on this administration.
Mm-hmm.
This is a disaster, what they have caused. And they refuse, they being Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, refuse to go to the border. Why? Because they don't want the press pool following them down there. They don't want reporters and camera crews down there to see the disaster that has been caused. If you've seen any of the pictures, and by the way, the only pictures
I saw the ones yesterday. Mm-hmm.
They're from a Democrat congressman,
yeah.
Henry Cuellar.
Yeah.
He's putting them out, and he is beyond upset because this is all happening in his district.
Yeah.
They have not allowed him to go down. They have not done any kind of organized event with him. They went down to the border, people from the administration, and they never even told him. But look, the president and the vice president won't go. They asked Kamala Harris yesterday on the tarmac in Jacksonville, and she laughed.
Yeah.
Not today.
Yeah.
It's not funny. There's nothing funny about this. But they won't go because they don't want the media down there.
Mm-hmm.
They are scared. Now, say what you want. President Trump, at the height of the crisis, when it was on his watch, around 2018, what did he do? He allowed for ride-alongs.
Yeah.
He allowed for people to go down. He provided pictures. You know, yesterday, MSNBC, the reporter asked in the White House press briefing, are we going to get pictures?
Yeah.
Are we going to be allowed in there? Why can't we go? And, you know, their answer is just a bluff.
Yeah. Well, and folks, I'm talking to Amanda Mackey. Her last name is spelled M-A-K-K-I, Amanda Mackey, and she has a website, amandamackey.com. Go over there and check out all the things she does. I want to give you an update right now on the nursing home fire in Rockland County, New York. First of all, the firefighter we told you about that was trapped with the people that were in there that he was trying to get out, they got the firefighter out, okay? He's been injured, and they've taken him to a local hospital. Not sure about the people they were talking about. We still can't get confirmation one way or the other, but the majority of the people that were in the nursing home have been taken to another nursing home, not very far away. So that's good news. And hopefully maybe they escaped, any death in this fire. This is a tremendous, big, three-story house building, kind of looks like an apartment complex. It's a nursing home that's in Spring Valley, New York, and it was totally destroyed by fire. They brought units in from as far away as New York City, including a helicopter in Newark, New Jersey, to fight this fire. Amanda, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with Amanda Mackey. Got lots more to talk about. By the way, you think you got problems? How about China? What are we going to do about them? And what's the legal ramifications? We'll try to find out. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh by the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, things that the big box stores do not and will not do. So, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And by the way, don't forget, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service if you'd like to. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you might get a free run in the back room and get some of that pastry that's back there. And that's always a treat to be able to get that. And there you go. We're back with Amanda Mackey. That's spelled M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com, the website. And thank you very much for getting up early and doing this with us, kiddo.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, a report from the U.S. intelligence community, not John Brennan, suggests that intelligence officials believe that the Chinese Communist Party did, in fact, attempt to hinder former President Donald Trump's chances in the 2020 election. No surprise there to me. How about you?
No surprise there. And look, this is what Trump was exposing the whole time he was in office. You know, the Chinese are not our friends. The Iranians are not our friends. They were also involved in this election. You know, look, this is the reality that only one president has been willing to talk about, and that's Donald Trump. He's been willing to go after the Chinese. He's been willing to talk about them. He's been willing to expose them, and this is what they did. No surprise. No surprise to me at all. They were going to interfere with this election, just like the Iranians did. Why? Because they don't want him at the helm. They don't want to have to deal with someone who, you know, is going to be a bulldog on them. And that's exactly what Trump was. You know, when I was campaigning, I remember people saying to me, look, I'm not a Republican, but I do like the fact that you have a president like Donald Trump who will actually have the guts to go after the Chinese. They're eating our lunch. And Joe Biden said that. So why does he try to befriend them? Why does he try to even, you know, have coffee with them? I don't understand, when he knows that they're one of our biggest military and economic threats.
I guess because he's not very smart, and being illustrated by him going up the steps to Air Force One about a week ago and stumbling twice and falling down a third time. And when the world saw that, when Vladimir Putin saw that, and Pai saw that, and the Ayatollah saw that, they right away went, oh, we got the Biden right where we want him.
Well, look, you know, it's just a sad situation. I heard President Trump speak about this yesterday, and he was on Newsmax. And, you know, I mean, look, it's unfortunate, but really the reality is we have a president who, you know, can't find the helicopter when he gets off the plane.
That's
he
true.
Is stumbling. And when asked yesterday in the White House briefing, you know, is he okay? Has he seen a doctor? We're not sure if he's seen a doctor. You know, there's always a doctor traveling. Well, what's the answer? Is he seeing a doctor or not? Because there is something that clearly is wrong here. I mean, that's evident to anyone. Even an untrained, you know, person who's not a medical person would be able to tell you that. Why isn't he seeing a doctor? They're covering up for him. They are covering up a lot.
Yeah,
and it's very sad because I do think he needs to have medical treatment, but they probably aren't giving it to him because they don't want to have to disclose that.
Yeah. Well, truth be known, the doctor usually goes with the plane, with the president.
Well, yeah, and that's what she said, but that doesn't mean that he saw the president.
Right. Now, so he also wasn't seen.
We're trying to find out, and of course, we can't get a straight answer after, no. You know, from Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson. I mean, she won't give us a straight answer. So, look, I mean, this is the type of situation where people, you know, the Americans at home are wondering, is he or isn't he okay? Because what we see on TV, that scares people. I mean, this man clearly, yeah, is there an excuse for him falling on the plane three times? Was that it was windy that day. If it was windy that day...
That was a 7-mile-an-hour wind that day, by the way. I checked.
Well, did you see his hair move? That's my question. I didn't see his hair move.
No.
So it couldn't have been all that windy.
No. We had a 7-mile-an-hour wind when the airplane was there, when he was trying to get up the plane. 7 miles an hour. The gusts were 7 to 10.
Well, exactly.
That doesn't move anybody. That doesn't move anybody.
It doesn't move anybody. You're right. And so... Look, let's get this man the help that he needs. But you know, they're just covering everything up as if the American people are stupid and won't realize what's happening. But this man, I think his fitness for president is in serious question.
Yep.
Is the media covering any of it? Of course not. Did they cover any of what happened Friday? Oh, did they cover it at all? Any of the Sunday morning shows? Anything yesterday. They did not cover a second of this. This is a serious question of the mental fitness and acuity of the President of the United States. And no one has a question in the left mainstream media?
Well, I saw Sean Hannity last night with it.
he's of course going to expose these things, and that's why, you know, conservatives watch him. But what about where the majority of Americans get their news?
Yeah.
No one's talking about this.
Yeah.
Now, what happened when President Trump was on a platform that was, you know, slippery as ice?
Oh, they went nuts.
No guardrails, no handrails.
They went nuts.
And then they talked about his fitness. They talked about, oh, there must be something wrong. He didn't even fall. Well, he was just walking slowly to make sure he doesn't fall.
All righty. Well, we've run out of time in the two segments that we do together, and I want you to give your website again, please.
AmandaMackey.com, Facebook, Amanda Mackey for Congress, Twitter, at Amanda Mackey, Instagram, at Amanda Mackey. That's M-A-K-K-I.
And you'll be on Newsmax in 1 hour, right?
Or half an hour? It's half an hour, 6:30, 7, right, and 8 a.m. this morning.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you. So you have yourself a great day, and I look forward to talking to you again on Thursday.
Thank you.
All right. Amanda Mackey, everybody. And she is an attorney for the worked with the Republican Party before, and she's a sharp cookie when it comes to that sort of stuff, more so than me. All right. Well, let me just update you on what's going on here. The firefighter that was trapped in the fire in the nursing home has been rescued, and he was sent to a hospital. We are not sure and cannot confirm whether or not any people are missing, because the initial report was that a firefighter and several nursing home patients were trapped when the roof collapsed on them. Don't know what the story is there. This is in Spring Hill, New York, which is near Suffern, which is just over the border from northern New Jersey. We used to call that, what was that, Jersey 17. We'd go up Jersey 17 right there where the thruway comes together, and then you go up the thruway or you go up 17, whichever you want to do there. But the fact of the matter is, and there was a big Ford plant there in Rompopo, I guess that's the way you say that. Big Ford plant that used to be right there, too. But bad situation. And, of course, the police officer dying in Boulder with the 9 other people that were killed, 10 people altogether. Obviously, there was a motive. Whatever the motive was, who knows? The guy went off his rocker, whatever. But the shooter had relatives that were standing in line inside the King Supers to get their COVID shots when he went in and started shooting. And the police officer, the brave hero that he was, walked in the door to a hail of gunfire. That's the understanding that we have. He managed to get, it looks like as if he managed to get a shot off and hit the suspect in the leg, but he lost his life. Officer Eric Talley, 51 years old, on the job since 2010. He will be missed. Our blue lights are turned on for you, sir. All right. We will be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot of things going on today. Keep your eyes on the prize. And remember, this show is all about we the people. And I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch, 12 noon. Stop by with the guys. See you later. Bye.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.